everybody, and welcome to Billionaire Biohacks, where we're working on the weight loss piece. And today we're working on intermittent fasting and HGH, human growth hormone. So one of the biggest benefits of intermittent fasting is a huge increase in human growth hormone. It's estimated that 1,200% over 1 week. It's a peptide hormone that's best known for influencing bone and muscle growth and body composition. And the primary source of circulating HGH is the pituitary gland. It's secreted from the pituitary in a pulsing manner, with the majority being released at night. In women, HGH levels start to decline in the early 20s, and signs of HGH deficiency include things like dry skin and thinning hair, bigger belly fat, wrinkles, because it promotes muscle gain and muscle tone. So we're going to work on a few pieces here. So we're first going to start with an energetic IV treatment of arginine, because that helps to increase your HGH. We're going to add to that GHRH, which is growth hormone releasing hormone. It's a hormone from the hypothalamus that stimulates the release of growth hormone. Excess fat tissue causes a reduction of this, which causes a reduction in the release of human growth hormone. It's kind of a negative feedback loop. We're also going to add in GRF, growth hormone releasing factor. It's a member of the pituitary adenylate cyclase activating polypeptide group. It's released from the hypothalamus and it binds to the receptors in the pituitary to release the growth hormone. And we want to check to see if any of the bodies want other things like orthonine or orthonine salt or glycine or lysine, as well as that arginine we started with. And intermittent fasting means different things to different people. Like, it can mean that you don't eat on the same schedule every day. In the yogi world, you're supposed to eat 8 hours apart. So something like skipping breakfast and having your first meal at noon and your last meal at 8 is better. You're fasting then for another 16 hours. A lot of people don't like to eat that late. So it's really kind of up to you. But what we are doing is telling the body not to kind of eat on that regular schedule in terms of eating to a schedule. And while we do that, we're also turning on ketosis, which burns fat instead of carbs. The glutamine shifts the fuel for muscle from glucose to fatty acids, and that accelerates fat burning. Throughout this process, we're kind of working also on lowering insulin and blood sugar and getting all that a little bit better balanced. All right, my friends, we're going to let this continue. Your bodies are still moving through and generating that HGH and other processes. So I'll see you on the next one. Hello, thank you for listening. This is Lynn Waldrop, The Body Channel. I am not a doctor and do not offer medical advice, diagnose, or prescribe on your conditions or treatment options. But if you like these MP3s, contact me at thebodychannel.com. That's www.thebodychannel.com, where there are many other MP3s available in the store, and you can also purchase private and group sessions.